Hi, my name is Danielle Shenowith, and I'm here to observe court proceedings, a hearing, or arraignment, I guess it's called, of two friends who were arrested last night for peaceably observing the arrest of two other people, or the searching of two African-American men around the area of University and Ray Street.
And why are you out here in the lobby instead of in the courtroom?
Well, I'm out here in the lobby because I was stupid enough not to make up a good story for how to get inside. Instead, I said that I was a friend of the defendants, and they said that there was a limit of five people in the courthouse from that party. I explained that I asked if that was a regular court rule or if that was something that the judge decided on a one-time basis, and that I was told that it was a one-time basis.
And what do you think is going on here with this whole event?
Well, I generally think that what happened is that the police were annoyed at being watched and that they probably did feel like it was a distraction for people to observe their arrest. But I don't really think they were thinking of the big picture, which is that citizens have the right to observe the actions of the people who pay their income and to be observed by people who pay their income. And so I think they thought of them as kids. They probably were some bias about them and decided that they would just get them out of the way by arresting them.
And is there any way to stop this from happening in the future?
Oh, of course there is. We could have a civilian review board of the police. We don't currently have that. In fact, the situation as it stands now is that the people file complaints against police officers in this town, and then the police review them and decide which ones, to my knowledge, decide which ones are legitimate complaints and which ones aren't. And the illegitimate ones are thrown out. And I think we're planning on filing a complaint and following it through to its conclusion. And I think that it's time to, you know, make a call for a civilian review board of the police, because we all know that there are issues with police stopping African Americans in both the towns of Urbana and Champaign illegitimately. For example, it sounds like last night they stopped two people, African American men, and they let them go, which means that they searched them and didn't find anything and let them go. And it sounded as though the African American men were very frightened, obviously, for being searched. And yeah, this is kind of a day-to-day thing here in the United States of America. We need to stop it, and we need to stop it on the local level by having civilian review boards of police complaints.
And is this something you're also a council member elect here in Urbana? Is this something that you're thinking about bringing up at city council?
Yeah, it happens to be the case. I think it's quite surprising, the timing of this, that it's something that I've talked about with constituents who elected me to council just a month ago, talking about how they wanted some oversight of the police because the system as it is obviously unfair. It's a self-auditing system. So I'm going to be working with constituents, including people from the 35 people here in the lobby who want to make sure that we have the right to observe our officers in duty. In fact, that's something else we should probably push for, and I hadn't thought of it until this incident, that we should probably make it very clear to our officers that we respect the work that they do in town, and we also want to have the right as citizens to peaceably observe that work and to make reports as necessary to a civilian review board.
And can you describe what a civilian review board might look like?
Well, a civilian review board, as I understand it, would be a review board that would look at complaints against police. So those would be complaints that are filed by police officers. The board probably...
By police officers or against police officers?
Excuse me. Currently, they're filed at the police station against police officers. Probably the activist groups should work on making sure that you can file from multiple areas. I think they did have that at one point. I don't know if that's still the case. And possibly have the flyers out, you know, in neighborhoods where this kind of thing happens often. And then you should be able to mail them in, and they should be looked at by more than the police officers themselves. And there should be the civilian review board would look at those complaints and would decide which ones to pursue further and how they would go about pursuing it. I think it would be very useful for us to look at what other communities have done to establish civilian police review boards that have been successful. So that would be another step. Kind of. So the three tactics are, one, to make it clear to the police that we should be allowed to observe peaceably their actions and ask for their names and badge numbers, which is our right. Number two, we should start a civilian review board of the police that reviews complaints against the police. And number three, we should make it easy for people to file complaints against the police by decentering the process and having those the paperwork in different accessible areas, such as the Urbana Free Library.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
No, except I think that, yes, I do, in that I think it's bullshit that we can't have access to watching our friends in the courtroom. There were empty seats in the courtroom, and until it fills up and people are not willing to stand, I think that that's unacceptable.
Thank you.